Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 56, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 56. When one blames others for making you angry, then you'll fail to work on yourself not to become angry. So rather, it's better a person should be responsible on himself whenever he loses his temper. Now, it is true that some people are iver lifnei iver. They know how to press buttons and they provoke somebody else. So someone may provoke you towards anger, press your buttons, like they say. But even then, you recognize that your buttons are being pressed and you make a decision, I'm not going to allow this to happen. So frequently when people say he made me angry or she made me angry, it's inaccurate. No one can make you angry. You're making yourself angry by what you tell yourself about the given situation. So it's healthier to say, I made myself angry because of what I told myself about this person's behavior. Then you're accepting some responsibility on yourself, which is the first step in dealing with improvement. Doesn't make the other person right. When they're acting very mean or trying to chepper you, trying to bother you, trying to antagonize you, you have a right to protect yourself from that. You know, respond back, you know, don't talk to me like that in a respectful way with boundaries. But the feeling of anger, that needs to be let go, and that's our own responsibility. When do we get angry at another person? When he does something or she does something against our wishes, in a whatever way it is, then we get angry. So drop that expectation. Understand that some people don't behave ideally, and you won't get angry. You know, you expect someone should do whatever you wish or say whatever you want, and that's an unrealistic expectation. Yes, it is healthy, halavai. Everyone should be kind and considerate and understanding, and everyone should be punctual, patient, careful, fair, honest, admirable traits we want others to have with the way they treat us. It's understandable, but it's unreasonable to expect that every person you come into contact with will be blessed with these character traits or worked on themselves well enough to control themselves and make sure to talk properly to you. So therefore, what you could try to do is plan to influence others to improve their ways, but you can't demand it of them. And angrily screaming at someone, be patient, be more understanding, what's wrong with you, is usually quite ineffective. So Zev Pliskin brings down that a young man once told him that he felt angry at his parents for not respecting him. He felt that they treated him like a child, and that he resented this, that his parents treated him like a child. And Zev Pliskin tried to explain to him that is not how what his parents do. It's not how his parents treat him that counts. It's his attitude on how they treat him. If he makes it his goal to honor and respect his parents, he'll be more concerned about his own behavior towards them and less worried about their behavior towards him. Of course, he would want his parents to love him and respect him. But as long as he doesn't demand it, then he won't feel angry. So sometimes it's important to healthily recognize a limitation in a parent and let it go. Instead, you work on accomplishing ways to earn their respect and talk to them in a healthy way instead of demanding that they be different. You know, he should not tell himself that my parents don't treat me the way I would like. It's terrible. Rather, he should say to himself, even if my parents don't treat me the way I wish, even if they don't fully understand me, I will honor them and respect them. Of course, we're talking about unhealthy, dangerous, abusive, toxic situations. The rules differ. I'm talking about parents that may have flaws, but they're healthy range people. So, and just now, how do you do this? Calm your anger. Just to tell yourself, I shouldn't be angry right now, won't calm you down. And if you already lost your temper and then you tell yourself, don't be angry, you'll be anxious about the fact that you're feeling angry, you know, and so on and so forth. So there's different ways of handling anger. And that is to become aware of what specifically you told yourself to make yourself angry. For example, if you say to yourself, you realize, it's terrible that he's talking to me this way. That's what's getting you angry. And then you challenge that. Why is it awful if he talks to me this way? I may not enjoy it, but I can choose not to take it to heart. Even if there's a toichen in there that's correct, if there's a substance that the criticism is valid, so I could take that lesson, but I don't need to listen to his sharp language. That means nothing to me. And when you perceive that in a more positive or even a neutral light, then you won't be angry. Or you'll be less angry. Right? You think in your brain, he's speaking to me in a way that he cares about me and wants me to improve. Or he's talking that way because he or she is personally upset about something. It has nothing to do with me. And you talk in that mode to yourself and your anger will calm down. A person who loses their temper easily, who has anger problems, may find difficulty understanding how someone else is able to remain calm under situations where he or she would be furious. On the other way around, someone who's able to remain calm may not understand, why is this person getting so angry and agitated all the time? And they're being judgmental. So a quick-tempered person needs to try to learn from someone who remains calm to try to become more calm. But a calm person has to give a benefit of the doubt that another person has a different nature and they're more easily excitable, so it's more of an assignment for them. Not to look down on them, just understand that they have a different problem than you. You have your set of problems. You may be a calm person, but you have other problems. And this person is not so calm and gets agitated quickly, and they need to work on that. Even understanding that will calm things down. And if someone causes you pain accidentally, then try to view the situation in a way to hold back that anger, realizing that the person didn't mean it, or if it was lack of awareness that caused it. A patient shouldn't be angry at his physician when he tells him he's sick, right? Once he's aware he's sick, he can work on a cure. So someone points out your faults, then use that as an opportunity of Hashem telling you to correct them. Now, there are these wise guys that always want to point out your flaws. You may have a particular person that always is trying to criticize you. So then you put a strong border, decide to allow what goes into your heart and what doesn't. But anger, no reason for anger. If they are going overboard in their criticism, then you say to yourself, they are going overboard in their criticism. What their words don't affect me. They are not who I am. And the little lesson that you learn from it, you learn from it. So if you tell yourself after being criticized how fortunate I am that Hashem arranged it, that this person should criticize me, so now I know how to improve, you'll become less angry or you won't be angry at all. Anger results from telling yourself, what nerve does he or she have to tell me that I have a fault? They shouldn't have said this to me. And the truth is, objectively speaking, maybe they should not have, because everyone's supposed to treat each other with respect. And even when you want to correct something, you have to know how to do it tactfully. If someone did not do it tactfully, they were wrong for being blunt about something or harsh about something when they criticized you. They were wrong. But they're wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right, like they used to say. Or maybe they still do. That's the concept over there. This person who yelled at you, oh, went overboard criticizing you, they did wrong. You could recognize that. That's okay. They were wrong. They overreacted. But you could tell yourself at the same time, I'm not going to overreact on their overreaction. I'm just going to learn whatever lesson I learn and recognize that they are upset because of something else. I'm not going to take it to heart. And your anger goes away. Sometimes you're angry at a person because they refuse to accept your help. This is an interesting thing with chesed. You're trying to help somebody and you went out of your way even to try to help somebody. And they decided to reject your help. But you overcome that anger. How do you do that? By recognizing, why am I helping this other person? Because Hashem wants me to try my best. Not because I, as an ego, I want to accomplish. It's what Hashem wants me to do. And if Hashem wants me to help this person, I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to do so. And if Hashem does not want me for whatever reason right now to help this person, you tried your best. You don't take it personally. You don't get angry at that person. You give that person the space. You could daven for them. But no anger on the fact that they rejected your offer to help. usually there's an ego involved in that. So to internalize this attitude, you need to change your self-statement. Instead of saying how awful it is that this person is rejecting my offer to help them, you change that and you say to yourself like this: if they need my assistance, I would love to help them out. But if he or she does not need it or want my help, I'll try to accomplish in other areas. That is very important. So remember, frustration is not pleasant, but frustration alone does not need to cause our anger to flare up. It could provoke it, and our job is to not allow it to be provoked. We could still tell ourselves calming self-statements that will hold us back from becoming angry. If you tell yourself, I can't stand the frustration, you'll be upset. But if you tell yourself you'll be able to tolerate the frustration, it's not so bad, that you won't become angry. When we're talking here about telling yourself statements, we don't mean you repeat them, but sincerely view them in that way. That is the idea. You know, when you're a bad temper person, your mental reaction is someone behaves badly against your will, boom. You go and become extremely angry, defensive, and you yourself react in a self-defeating manner. But the idea is visualization also helps handling it. Picture yourself handling yourself more calm and more confident. And perceive every potentially frustrating situation as teachers to you, to point out your counterproductive demands and expectations. Instead of becoming angry, utilize this opportunity as a tool for growth, and it will bring a lot of menuchas hanefesh, calmness of mind, and simchas hachaim if we work on trying to do this. Bracha v'atzlacha.